Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with another intern from the Museum of Danish America. And so we're going to be visiting with Hella Christensen. Good morning to you, Hella.
Good morning.
How long have you been at the museum now? How long have you been? I know you've been in the United States before, but this trip, how long?
About a month and a half, I think, so far. Came in the end of February, so yeah.
So it probably was not very difficult for you to settle in, although this is such a rural community. Is that a different experience for you than where you were before?
From the last time?
Yes.
Yeah. It's before I was in Michigan, and I lived in Dearborn and Canson, which are suburbs to Detroit, but I remember when I was driving from one suburb to another, they just overlapped. I couldn't see. I didn't see much country the last time I was here because all the cities overlapped.
Right.
So this time a lot more open views. And
absolutely, those rolling hills. And you know that's why the Danes settled here, because
yeah.
they liked all of those rolling hills. Some of them reminded them of home.
I was quite surprised because I thought it would be all flat over here. So it surprised me that it reminded me of back home, and some of the hills where I come from when I grew up is a lot like this area with hills, but more forest as well.
Yes. So did you grow up in a small town, maybe not as small as Elkhorn, or more a city?
More of a city. It's about 55,000 people.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a city to me for sure. And what about, let's talk a little bit about your family.
I have a mom and dad and an older brother.
Okay. What's your older brother interested in? What's he doing?
Well, he's educated as an economist, and now he works at in Copenhagen in a ministry called, and it's a quite difficult ministry to say, but it's the City, Town, and Country District Ministry. So it's about rural areas and stuff like how you what the nations should do with all these small towns that may have a hard time staying alive and stuff. So
he could come right here
yeah.
in this area and do the very same thing, because we have those very same questions. I think sometimes, Hella, we don't realize the similarities between various parts of the world.
Yeah, that's very true. I've seen a lot of similarity or just parallels I can draw to back home, and so just different perspective on some of the same issues.
So Hella, let's talk a little bit about how you got to this point in your life, some of your interests and what you studied, you know, so how you got to this point.
Well, I took my bachelor in Aarhus in English as my major, and then I had visual culture as a minor. And so I kind of liked the culture idea and wanted to expand on that for my master's program. So I went to Copenhagen to study at what is called the Information Science and Cultural Dissemination, which used to be the School of Library, but it's changed and now merged with the University of Copenhagen. Yeah, so but my focus is about culture and how dissemination, and especially I like the ideas of how the institution work with the users and with the getting more digital and getting more interaction with the users, and so that a local community can take more ownership of the cultural heritage rather than just the cultural heritage being told one-way communication from like a museum. So
have you had some work experience in Denmark that relates to this, or is this kind of your first work experience?
This is my first work experience with this.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really interesting.
Good. How did you find out about it? How did you get interested in it? Why did you apply to be an intern here at the Museum of Danish America?
Well, I was looking for internships because I wanted some practical experience for my school, because I felt I was very theoretical so far. And then I was just looking at the job bank from my university and fell over this and thought, that would be a neat experience, but I didn't think I would get it. So I was quite surprised and happy when I got it. So.
Very good. And I know that here at the museum, people really enjoy seeing all of the interns who come, getting acquainted with you. And then I think we're always a little sad when you leave. How long will you be here?
I will be here until around St. Hans, just to go to my last thing will be to go to the trip with Sophia to Seattle and Portland Manuka, I think it's called, where the conference is going to be. And then my parents are going to come and we're going to travel a little bit. So that's going to be nice.
That'll be a great experience for all of you. So let's talk about what you're doing here at the museum and the kind of work that you're doing for the museum.
Well, I work down at the Genealogy Center. So I've been working a lot with like family collections and so donations that people have made. Some of it's backlog that people have donated many years ago, and then making collections or just putting them in vertical files, which are files for the people who have immigrated from Denmark. So usually a file has to be on the person who immigrated, and then it'll be that you can put in descendants that have been born and raised here in America into the same file.
So in that file, do you ever go back beyond that, or the starting point is always the person who came here?
Oh, if we can go back, we try to go back, but, you know, it can be hard to get. I was working on a family the other day that I could find a lot of them what happened after they immigrated, and even though I had the date on the American, what year they came, I couldn't find anything on the Danish side. So that was, but then finally I got a hold on it and I found out where they were from in Denmark. But sometimes it's hard that in such a small country, not everything is as digitized as it is over here. So you have, even though it might be, the information might be available on the internet, it's not as searchable as it is over here. So you have to know more specifics, like what the county and parish is and the specific years, because you have to go in and read the church books online, but they're not searchable like the American things are. So, but then the details are sometimes better in the Danish than in the American church books. So
I was going to say, you can go home and start doing that and getting that more digitized so it's more searchable.
Tell
us a little bit about just a few instances of the families that you've been working on, you know, a little bit of their history.
The family I was working on last week, there was quite a 10 years of age difference between the husband and the wife, and so he came over here 10 years earlier, and I was trying to figure out how she came over, because she came alone. And then I found out that I was wondering how she could come alone, but then I found on the same ship that the husband was actually there, but they weren't married yet, so he must have gotten back to Denmark to pick her up and get her over here, but they didn't marry until they arrived over here. So it's you have to wonder how this all went out, how did they meet, and yeah, the imagination starts to go about how their story was and what happened, and yeah.
So you really are a detective, but I'm thinking you could become a fiction writer.
Yeah, I talked to both Wanda and Michelle, who are working down at the Genealogy Center, that this is really fun detective work. Usually there's no crime, although we did have an instance where we were finding a family where the daughter had lost her husband, and then she remarried, and the same year as she was remarried, she died. So me and Wanda thought maybe the new husband killed her, but we didn't find any evidence for that. So it was pure imagination.
So you must have some interesting conversations as you go through these histories. So, you know, I said you could go home and digitize, but what do you think you're going to be doing after you finish your internship and you've traveled a little, and then you're going to go back to Denmark, I assume?
Yeah, I'm going to go back, and like Sophia, I'm going to have to write my thesis when I get back home. And I think I would like to do something like I talked about with how the museums and other cultural institutions get their users more involved and take ownership of the cultural heritage. And so I think genealogy is a good way to do that, because users can contribute with their own stories and their own, and I also thought it would be really good for like the museum, I was uploading the online photo exhibit from last year's Tivoli Fest, and some of the images, there were unknown people or places, and I think it's really great when you can use crowdsourcing and get people to contribute with information that the museum doesn't already have, like, oh, I know that person, or which church this was at, and stuff like that. So,
again, some more detective work.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to know, is there something you're really missing about home, besides, I mean, your family, but, you know, a something that you're missing?
Good strong licorice.
Good answer. We want to thank you very much, Hella Christensen, for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
And until next time, here's the thought. Nobody has ever actually measured how much the human heart can hold.